This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. We're listening back to a show from April of 2022 this week. It's full of good stuff, including a top five from Stephen Russell, the curator and host of Lari Potty. Melissa Davis has a conversation with Small Studio Skyline artist, singer-songwriter Catherine Nagy about her life and music over the past few years. And we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana Music Playlist. To hear the unabridged version of this show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or WFYI.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, Melissa Davis had a chance to check in with Small Studio Skyline Sessions alum Catherine Nagy.
That's right. During the pandemic, we recorded a session with Nagy and her band outdoors on the roof of our WFYI parking garage in the name of safety and social distancing. It was a lovely session full of golden light and soft acoustic tunes, and it's been 2 years since we recorded that session. So let's check in with singer-songwriter Catherine Nagy to see what she's up to now. Catherine, we last caught up with you, I think it was about 2 years ago. How have you been and what are you up to? We'd love to hear all about what's going on nowadays.
Oh, yes. We had so much fun together 2 years ago. We had a beautiful recording session up on top of your rooftop and the sunset, and I had Tim Wright and Austin Johnson with me, and we just had such a great time that afternoon. So thank you for having us for that. Well, so it's been about 2 years, and it's been really busy. I must say, despite the climate of COVID for artists and performing musicians being a little challenging, I have found many ways to stay really busy and kind of dabbling in different projects. Of course, I'm back to live performances now, which is fantastic. I just had my first big show at the Jazz Kitchen back in March, a sold-out show, and it was so fantastic to be able to share some of the new songs that I had been working on and writing during the last 2 years that I had not yet been able to share with a lot of my followers of my music. So that was amazing. I've been writing a ton the last few years and doing a lot of co-writes. So co-writing was something I had not really experimented with a lot prior to COVID. But once COVID hit, I found myself all of a sudden having this huge international community of songwriters. I joined a class to learn more about production because the technical side of music was something I hadn't dabbled in. The recording and the production side, through that, I met so many other songwriters and artists, and we started writing songs together.
Wake up, show up, everybody stand up. We know what we're doing and we're never gonna give up.
I'm now in a duo, which, you know, I focus mostly on my artist music is mostly folk slash Americana type of style. But I am in a pop duo now called Mocha Muse. It's with a songwriter out of London. Her name's Mohini. And she and I have released 4 songs together. The most recent song we just released last week, actually, called All Fired Up.
Hey, jump into frame, slip, slide my way. We can shake it, we can shake it out. Come feel my flame.
So different from my artist music. I mean, this is like banger party pop music with rap in there, and it's just been so much fun to explore different genres of writing.
Let's go.
I've also been working on my own artist music. I'm planning on releasing my second full album later in 2022. So I have about a half of that written and recorded already. And this spring, I'm just pen to paper every day writing new songs to try to finish that out. And we'll be recording that over the next few months and through the summer, hoping to release it, you know, in the fall time. That's my hope. So that's been keeping me busy.
So, Catherine, if we'd like to see you play live, how would we do that?
Oh, so I'm going to be doing a few solo shows this summer. I have one at the Jazz Kitchen. It's a singer-songwriter night with Sarah Scarborough, myself, and Cliff Ritchie. two other amazing songwriters here in town, and that's going to be on June 1st. I'm very excited about that. And then in July, I will be performing at Silo Automotive downtown Indianapolis. They will be having a ladies' night where they'll be having three female singer-songwriters performing there. And so I'm only doing those performances. I'm focusing mostly on writing and trying to get my record up and going. But the fall is going to be very busy for me, and I've already started booking lots of shows for fall. I already have my holiday shows all booking as well, so I'm excited for all that stuff.
And you know we'll play your new album as soon as you send it our way. We're waiting.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Catherine Nagy, for sharing that update. We'll keep a watch out for your new album. Catherine has a song to share for spring. Let's find out more about Blossom Time.
Blossom Time was written during the spring of 2020, right when COVID had hit. And all of a sudden, I was at home. All of us were at home, and our lives had very much slowed down. And spring was starting to unfold right in front of our eyes. And I used to take the kids for walks, and a lot of the references are images that we used to see along our walks. We have pine cones from some of the pine trees by our house. We've got a little creek by the house that we skip stones in. And so it was a song with a message of trying to calm myself down and trying to calm anyone that listens to it down with the chorus, "It's gonna be okay." Paint life in a different way. We're on blossom time, which refers to everything has slowed down, and let's just try to make peace with that. This is Catherine Nagy, and this is my song, Blossom Time.
Smell a dandelion, make your nose shine, wet your toes by a creek side. Swing up too high, touch the big sky, flip your hair wild like a child. It's gonna be okay, paint life in a different way. We're on blossom.
Thanks, Melissa and Catherine Nagy, for that conversation. Coming up after the break, we listen into Laurie Potty curator Stephen Russell's top five songs.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost on WFYI. I'm your co-host, Charlene Birdsong, here with Adam Gross and Melissa Davis. Stephen Russell, who is the master curator of Laurie Potty, spoke with me about Indy's local music community. He gives me his top five, but first we talk about Laurie Potty events and how the events are helping make Indianapolis a place to discover new artists, DJs, and music.
I'm Stephen Russell, also known as Pitch for Pennies. I'm the founder and producer of Laurie Potty.
Can you tell me a little bit about Laurie Potty and what you've been doing in the city?
Laurie Potty has been one of those cornerstone events the last couple years, really highlighting and championing Indianapolis culture, celebrating the talent that we do have, and elevate the bottom line for them. Well, I guess I should say, the events are kind of a vehicle of sorts to kind of facilitate that, giving the people, the listeners, and those that support us every month a different experience and a different way of looking at talent that we do have here, and hopefully in a positive, elevated light.
Who are some artists or some local creators that you've been able to collaborate with?
Recently it was Draco McCoy for our last event. I personally have been a fan for a long time. I be rolling, ay, and smoking. Like it's good for my lungs, and I be stroking. Ay, yo, shorty. Like I really want love, but I be ghosting. His last project in particular, Half Dead Pride, was one of those things I'm like, dang, this is like the culmination of like the best of everything he's done. Huckleberry Funk is one that's really, really good. You know, Dex and Matt and, you know, that whole band. I think they're a really good representation of what Indianapolis sound is. It's a culmination of different things where there's a little bit of that jazz influence. There's a little bit of that R&B that's more palatable to what mainstream or, you know, contemporary music is right now. And they're performers. There's Laurier Turner. She's a really dope singer. really, really dope singer.
Lay up on the counter, instantly a thunder shower, storming for a couple hours. When we finish, take a shower. Yeah. I can't do.
And I want to say, as a Victoria, of course, she's like a staple here. I want to say Fox the Legend. I've seen him at the Mousetrap, and it was like all live band. But he raps, and I'm like, this is the performances that I love, because it's like, it reminds me of like the MTV Unplugged kind of experience, and it's just a beautiful thing. And I think also Clint Breeze and the Groove, I think they're also really, really dope too. Oh, I'm really missing out on, was it Sirius Black? Man, there's a lot of people. Oh, there's Oreo Jones. There's like a lot of people that like I've grew up with the last, say, 8 years that I've like really grown fond of and like really been a part of their journey as far as a supporter and a fan. It's a collective of talent that we have here that's really, really special. And I think it's this next decade is that time for those talents to kind of really shine in a bigger, bigger way. How do we show Indianapolis's really, truly in a renaissance? Indianapolis is an open canvas, and it's up to you with whatever your talent is. It's like adding paint to that canvas, adding your perspective. If you're new to Indianapolis, you came here at the best time. It's full of energy, full of life. Everybody's very collaborative here, and everybody has something going on. And so if you kind of want to know how to support, your local creative individuals or creative collectives, I did write an article called The Indianapolis Renaissance about 2 years ago, just describing through Larry Pati's journey, what are some things that if you're a creator or a producer or just a person who just wants to support the arts, how you could do that. And the three things in sum is spread the word. So if you see something on your feeds, you see something that of interest, share it, whether it be social media, your group chats, text. Second thing is making a purchase. So if there's tickets, buy a ticket. If there's merch, buy merch. If, you know, financially put money in their pocket, because that helps feed their ecosystem, which means they can produce better work for you to enjoy. The last thing is giving feedback. As producers and creators, we're able to kind of understand what can we do better so that we can, again, goes back to giving our city and the public at large a better product. My top five. First one is by Pink Panthers, I Must Apologize, which is a really, really dope, not sad, but very melancholy song. But the beat is very up-tempo, and I love that contrast. I love contrast in just anything when it comes to the arts, because it's like it pulls from both sides. Beauty in the Dark by the Isley Brothers and Mos Def. It reminds me of like a song I would play at like Coaches or Metronome and Jay Moore are, you know, doing their thing, and I could hear that being played. And it's just one of my favorite songs. The third song is by Giveon called The Beach. His vocals on that is insane. I think I always resonate with like just love stories and songs, to be honest. R&B is just a special place in my heart. Whatever you want, I'ma get it for you. Hop in the whip, we can go school. Show you the city that made me like this. The fourth song is by Iceware Vizo, a very prominent Detroit artist. Just the flow alone, the beat is so fire, but his flow on the song is a very unorthodox flow where it's offbeat, but it's not offbeat. It's almost like he's finding a different pocket. Like a clip that's poking out, look like a taser stick. Cuddy told me if he whacked the witness, get the case dismissed. Break a dog, break it down in chunks, it look like bagel bits. Last but not least, Amine called Mad Funny Freestyle. personally love Aminé. He's one of my favorite listens. It's always a fun experience listening to his music.
Tabs on me. I said, B-I-G. I'm a big, big deal. Crawling on the floor, she a Navy SEAL. I can't do the bubbly, I'm a sip the steel. Got a free facial, cause we us, we getting Jordan pills.
Hey y'all, this is My Top 5. This is Stephen Russell. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned, stay locked in. If you want to know more about what I have going on and what Lari Pie Tea is, if you want to know more about other events that we have going on besides Lari Pie Tea, whether it be Lover Square or our women's led event, please stay tuned and follow the page. Also, laripati.com. That's LARIPATIDOTCOM. Hit those pages, hit the bio, get on the email list if you want to just always stay in tune and up to date on what's going on.
Thanks, Charlene, for that top five from Stephen Russell. Now let's listen to some clips from our local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere at wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. And just a reminder that the playlist from this show originally aired in April of 2022.
First, let's listen to a song from Indianapolis singer-songwriter Christina Sharp. She's playing a show at Healer with several other talented singer-songwriters. Charlene will have more on that later in the show. This is Christina Sharp's version of Set It On Fire from Blood Cultures here on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Take all of my dreams, take off both your wings and set them on fire, you set them on fire. Take all of my things, all of my beliefs. Set them on fire. You set them on fire. It's not that I don't care. I do, but I don't see the use.
That was Indianapolis-based singer-songwriter Christina Sharp with her version of Blood Culture's Set It On Fire. You are tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. First, Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music this week?
I've been really into the music from newish Bloomington group Whack Bards lately. I say newish because the duo behind the project have been working on it for 13 years, but it's just now getting released. The duo behind the project are Mike Brodowski, owner of Russian Recording and member of Bloomington's Push Pull, and Mark. I don't know Mark's last name, but I do know that he was the singer for one of my favorite Indiana bands from the 2010s, Prizzy Prizzy Please. Here's a track from Whack Bards now. It's Party Lions on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Another day.
Kay Balky has been in the indie music scene for a while, playing solo and with groups like the Indianies. This is the first song Laura's released in 9 years, and I'm really glad that she did, because it's amazing. On her Instagram, she described this song as being stuck in the same cycle. I've been there, maybe you have too. Let's check it out. This is Wichita by Laura Kay Balky.
It's a house of cards I've been living in. Gotta leave.
Seven-piece Indianapolis shoegazers Maka Gallo are releasing their first full-length on April 23rd. If you like this song, you can catch their release show at Sagen Indy on the 22nd.
that's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. This has been Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show was produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit WFYI.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. This is the Rob Dixon Trio with Memphis Bus Stop on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.